Yeah, we are ready to go.
Lisa DiNardo is the town of Basalt's horticulturist. She's in charge of beautifying Basalt's public spaces. And this year, there's a new challenge, a food forest bordering the roundabout at the entrance to Old Town.
And so as you're coming around the roundabout, directly northeast is a park. It's Ponderosa Park. Perfect location.
Right now, the park has a few dirt paths crisscrossing it, but later this year, it'll become a thick garden with foods like kale, tomatoes, pears, and apples. This isn't your average garden. It'll be managed by the town, and it's primarily meant to educate people. Stephanie Sison is the town's sustainable agriculture consultant.
It's an educational garden that's available to demonstrate wise practices for our region and varieties of food that grow well here, how to manage them, how to keep them going in a healthy way.
Guided tours and workshops will be held there, and signs will point out different plants and best growing practices, like how to keep out weeds and make the most of your irrigation water. Sison says it's meant to build community and
to be able to facilitate an educational site for the area schools so that each school doesn't have to worry about all of the cost, maintenance, and upkeep of their own garden, but the teachers can use this space kind of as a living laboratory.
Unlike a modern orchard where just one kind of plant is grown in a row, this space will be different. It'll borrow old gardening practices and be packed full of different crops. The diversity, says Sison, makes the food system healthier, so the crops will be better prepared to handle a cold winter.
We're trying to look at nature and see how nature does things so well, and then try to mimic that in a way that provides for more of our desires and our needs, so more food crops, more medicine crops.
Seeds from the garden will also be collected and taken to the library, where people can check them out and use them at home. Town horticulturist Lisa DiNardo says the idea is to get local residents to take the practices learned at the garden to their backyards.
So I think that's a huge part of it, is the teachable moment. You know, this is the variety. This is how you grow it. And so it's the actual growing yourself and the harvesting and always having this as a resource coming to this garden.
The women are ordering plants now, and leaves and wood chips collected in the fall are waiting to be used at the garden. They plan to start planting as soon as the snow melts. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.